In this bulletin, more staff become infected with coronavirus at a Sydney aged care home. The World Health Organization warns countries easing lockdowns to closely monitor COVID-19 outbreaks. And in sport, the Northern Territory invites the AFL to resume its season in the top end. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. It's been revealed two more staff members at a Sydney nursing home have tested positive to COVID-19. 13 residents from Newmarch House have died and more than 60 people at the home, including staff and residents, have been infected. Anglicare says it is investigating how the new coronavirus cases occurred and says the news is distressing for everyone. The World Health Organization says countries need to lift COVID-19 lockdowns gradually and be ready to act if coronavirus resurges. Italy's daily new infections has dropped, but its number of confirmed cases, including fatalities and recoveries, is the third highest in the world. Some European countries are starting to ease lockdown rules, but COVID-19 has also spread to aged care facilities in Europe. WHO epidemiologist Maria van Kerkhove says it'll take a while to learn which deaths were a direct result of the coronavirus infection.
Many countries right now are struggling to capture the deaths that are occurring from COVID-19. There's a very good example across Europe through the EuroMOMO project, which is capturing excess mortality in many countries across Europe. And excess mortality right now is very high. And so I think it will take some time for us to really understand which deaths are due to COVID-19 directly.
A repatriation ceremony will be held this morning for one of the four police members killed in a Melbourne freeway crash. Victorian officers will escort the body of Constable Glenn Humphreys to Albury, where New South Wales members will then continue the journey to his burial site. A funeral was held for Constable Humphreys yesterday after he and three other police members died last week while on duty. Migrant workers in India are facing uncertain futures as authorities try to manage their movement during the coronavirus pandemic. On Thursday, about 500 workers arrived at Prayagraj on state government-organised buses, but some say they have no food or money. India's lockdown is being extended for another 2 weeks to combat the spread of coronavirus, but some restrictions will be eased. The Canadian government is introducing an immediate ban on 1,500 models of military-grade weapons in response to a deadly shooting which killed more than 20 people. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada deserves more than thoughts and prayers, therefore he is taking action against weapons designed to kill multiple victims quickly. Mr. Trudeau says the market is being closed because there is no place for these firearms in Canada after last month's attack at Nova Scotia.
Effective immediately. It is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country. To protect law-abiding gun owners from criminal liability until they can take steps to comply with this new law, there will be a 2-year amnesty period, and we will legislate fair compensation.
United States Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is denying he sexually assaulted a former Senate aide in 1993. In his first public remarks on the issue, following intense pressure to address the allegation, Mr. Biden says it never happened. The former vice president says women's allegations of abuse should be heard, but their story should be subject to relevant inquiry and scrutiny.
I don't know why after 27 years, all of a sudden this gets raised. I don't understand it, but I'm not going to go in and question her motive. I'm not going to attack her. She has a right to say whatever she wants to say, but I have a right to say, look at the facts, check it out.
To sport, the AFL has been presented with a lucrative offer by the Northern Territory's chief minister, Michael Gunner, to host games in front of crowds this year. Australian sporting codes had all but resigned hopes of staging matches with spectators in 2020 due to the coronavirus pandemic. But with just 28 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the NT, the government is already moving to ease restrictions. This includes plans to resume competitive sport with crowds from the 5th of June, with Mr. Gunner stating the AFL should consider restarting its season in the territory. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 27. Adelaide, showers 18. Melbourne, a shower or two, 13. Hobart, showers and windy 12. Canberra, a shower or two, 10. Wollongong, windy and 18. Sydney, much the same, 19. Newcastle, similar conditions, 20. Brisbane, sunny, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, less humid and mostly sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.